Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, every now and then on the show comes some really special person that I meet along the way in all sorts of shapes and guises. You know, sometimes you meet because you've bumped into each other physically. Sometimes you just admire their work. But in this instance, Lara is over from Stateside, so she's zooming in, obviously. And I'm very excited because Lara obviously, well, not obviously to necessarily everyone, but Lara specialises in her own technique of yoga, which is not necessarily a Chinese-based thing because people know me for Chinese medicine, but I love yoga. I don't talk about yoga very much, which is why Lara's coming on the show. So Lara Hyman is the founder of the LYT method, which is Lara's yoga technique, which I think sounds fantastic. So we're going to be talking about that in a minute and what that all means. But she is a very renowned physical therapist, which is how I heard about her. She's also a renowned yoga teacher, and she has also redefined modern yoga by integrating it with physical therapy principles into her practice. It's focusing on smart alignment, functional movement, and spiritual wellness, all of which I want to delve into in a second. So one of the things that I love about the advertising slot in Own Your Health is that we are really picky about who we talk to. Evolve Organic Beauty are so on the mark because one of the things is that they're free from unnecessary synthetic chemicals. So the first product is this, which is the Daily Renew Facial Cream. It's full of gorgeous ingredients, but one of the main ingredients that we need to know about is coconut peptides, and it absorbs beautifully into the skin. And then for the nighttime, which is the Nightly Renew Facial Cream, which is this one here. Now, this is delivering visible results, detoxifying, and it's smoothing, and it's plumping, and it is blended with 100% natural fragrance proven to enhance sleep. The other thing that I love is that it's vegan, big tick, cruelty-free, massive tick, and it's using sustainable, eco-friendly packaging. The other good news is that you can get 20% off if you use the code BRINDLE20. So, Evolve Beauty, have a good look at these two latest products and the full range as well, and use your code BRINDLE20. So, without further ado, Lara, welcome on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Katie. I'm very happy to be here.
Right. Well, let's get started. So first of all, let's talk about LYT. What brought you into creating your own method of yoga and why is it different?
Well, I, like many, love yoga. I discovered it almost 30 years ago and went, you know, dove right in and started teaching. I had already been teaching exercise and fitness and had always just loved being in the world of movement and holistic health. I'm also a physical therapist. And so as I was teaching yoga, I was really sticking to what I had been taught, what I had learned, and what was just available at the time in terms of, you know, the techniques, the following. I was following a vinyasa type style, and it was lovely. It was wonderful. It made me feel great. Simultaneously, I was also a physical therapist in a clinic and had gone back and gotten a specialization postgraduate in neurodevelopmental training and working with individuals who had had some kind of brain injury, whether it was a stroke or a traumatic brain injury. And we, instead of teaching compensatory strategies for some kind of motor deficit, we instead used the neuroplasticity of the brain to rewire movement patterns for these people by putting certain demand on the body. So we went through developmental sequences, being on the ground, working these kind of primary motor patterns that we all went through from birth to being bipedal. And those are still there. And we can really tap into them to help not only get the postural muscles stronger and more activated, but we can also help the areas of our body where there's imbalance, kind of get more online, so to speak. So as I was doing that, I saw huge changes in my patients. And I started to, at the same time, this is probably about 5 years into teaching and practicing vinyasa, I started kind of feeling some gaps in there in terms of the awareness of biomechanics and alignment to better not only move with more efficiency and energy, which I'm sure you're always interested in the you know, meridians and energy flow, but that all comes from like your biomechanics, how well you're practicing from a kinesiological standpoint. So that's like the alignment, the motor recruitment, all these kind of terms that aren't necessarily technically brought into a yoga practice, but can be brought in a much more simple way. So I just begin to just wonder, like, what would it be like if I brought in some of the things I was doing with my very involved brain injured patients to able-bodied people. And because we all have deficits, you know, we all have compensations, we all have imbalances, we all have habitual tendencies based on our lifestyle. You know, we're not little kids out on a playground anymore, moving in a variety of ways in the way that the body is designed. And so I wanted to kind of flip everything and use the mat and the time on the mat as a way of almost reprogramming how we move, breathe, hold on to our energy, maximize our energy, and then bring that into our life. And I didn't really see that happening in the same way. There was also in my mind some limitations on the movements themselves. It really wasn't capitalizing on all the ways our body is designed to move. So going around in all planes, moving multiple joints, which is basically known as functional training. So I started incorporating some of that in moves that don't look like classic yoga moves, but serve the same purpose, which is raising consciousness, raising awareness, trying to raise our vibration in life so that we feel more capable and feel more joy.
So what's an example of a movement which isn't a classical yoga movement that will raise your vibration? For example, like what, just stretching up? Like just for people who are just listening as well as watching.
Right. So moving, doing a lot of things from the ground and then getting up from the ground and spiraling actions. You know, we do some spiraling in yoga, but it's not like spiral, get up on the ground, get up on one leg, come back to the ground. So it's fuller movement, engaging all the body, you know, so it's not like, okay, let's stretch the hamstring here. Let's, you know, stretch the spine here. It's like, how do we cultivate this it's really creativity. And that's the other thing about the brain is that the brain really, really is awake with novelty. We have a novelty center in the brain. And so it's just like, we don't want to get up and do the same thing every day. That becomes very autopilot. We're not really awake when we're in this autopilot mode. We've all experienced that autopilot feeling where you get up and you drive the same route and you get from point A to point B and you don't even really remember the time between, right? You just go in as, and it's not the zone that we want to go in. You zone out. We want to zone in. And so some examples would just be doing things that are very unique. Like every practice had in my, the way the LIT method is designed is there's a blueprint where we start on the ground and we do developmental work to really prime the brain and the body for a more, you know, robust experience in the whole class. When I would come into a vinyasa class or teaching a vinyasa class, you typically might sit for a minute, ground a little bit, and then start moving right away. And what I noticed is people come in with their already existing habits, because the way brain mapping works is what you do the most is what your brain starts to hardwire. So if you sit at a desk for 8 hours and start to slouch and round your shoulders, and then you come and you start moving on the mat, you're going to feel better, no doubt. But your brain is still coming from that mapping is coming from the place that it recognizes. So you're restricted in your shoulders. Well, you'll figure out a way to lift your arms up, but you might do that by thrusting your ribs forward as opposed to keeping your spine long and getting true shoulder flexion, right? Yeah, like reaching up. So just teaching people how to pay attention to those things, how to elongate the spine just by standing taller. So we work a lot on postural training because your posture holds not only, it's not only a carriage of your energy, it influences your nervous system, how you feel confident or how you feel stressed. All of those things are really dictated by your posture. So we work on all of those elements in the beginning, and then we start doing some sequences. And a lot of times in the reset, we'll introduce some moves that are more novel so people can get them. And then we redo them in the sequences. So they've now seen them, they've done them, and now they can really integrate the movement in a deeper way. And what we're trying to cultivate is this curiosity with movement. In a way, it's like a cutting edge technique. It's neuroscience, but it's implemented in a yoga practice with some physical therapy moves as well.
So obviously this is, everyone can do this, because from what I'm hearing, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about my lovely dad, who's had quite a lot of Western surgical intervention over the last year for, we won't go into it, but he has. And it's impacted his ability to sort of be up on two legs and walking the dog and just generally, and it's really, you know, getting him down. So as you're speaking, I'm thinking, wow, this is going to really help him, because from what you're talking about starting from a seated position or even a crawling position or a sedentary position. But also I'm thinking about myself and I'm thinking, wow, this would be great for me as well. This sounds fantastic. So how do people access what you're doing? Is it one-to-one? Do you teach online classes? Is it a downloadable thing that people just kind of pay for 10 sessions, and that, how does that all work? And how do you create something that appeals to everybody at once? So how would you appeal to me and my dad simultaneously, or is it individual?
Well, that's a great question. That's the other thing, the gap I saw in yoga is that it was meaning to be accessible, but it wasn't truly accessible to all. And we hear that, like if we said to your dad, hey, come do yoga, or he said to my husband, come do yoga 20 years ago, he'd say, I can't do that, you know? So it limits people from even coming in the door. So what I have to offer, I do privates, yes. I do workshops, I do international retreats. I'm coming to the UK to do a festival. I mean, I travel around, but mostly it's the access is from my online platform. So I had a brick and mortar studio for 10 years, and I would be traveling, and then people internationally or even out of the States would say, I want to practice with you more regularly. So I created an online platform so they could do that. Over the years, that's now, I've had that for 6 years, we've really responded to the feedback that we got. So early on, the feedback was your dad would not be able to come on there. Like there just was not enough classes at that level, that entry. So we have now so many classes. We have classes to fulfill it. We have like everybody, the unique thing about the platform and, you know, even at my studio is everyone is trained by me and goes through my training. So we all are saying and teaching in the same, with the same philosophy. So there's no mixed messaging or like, you're going to do it this way and somebody else is going to tell you, oh, it's okay if you just kind of flop out. You know, like everybody's saying the same thing. I developed a Start Here series with another physical therapist. And we said, we want to create this for the 80-year-old grandmom who can come in. And so we have 35 classes that anybody can do. Like you could do, people love it. People that do much more advanced classes love it because all the classes are 15 to 20 minutes. They focus on, you know, every joint. So we go through the spine, spinal mobility, spinal stability, and then we do a short class with that. We do each one of those with a section on the floor. You could do it in a chair or at the wall. So somebody could say, you know, I'm not sure I can get on the floor yet. I want everybody to get on the floor, no matter how old they are. That's very important. But we have it established so that anybody could use it as a form of prehab or as a form of rehab, as a form of getting started with their movement. Because if you haven't moved in this way in a while, you do need to start preparing the body for bigger movement patterns. So we have that. And then we have all the way to 75-minute classes that are much more advanced. Advanced meaning not fast, but more coordination. Like you have good body awareness. You can move with ease around the mat, but we're going to challenge that.
And presumably by mat, you mean the yoga mat, which is all people need.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah.
And how are the results? Because obviously you've been doing this online, because obviously I'm talking to you from Britain and you're in the States. And so most people listening to this podcast will be coming thinking, oh, let me go online and have a look at this. So how you've been doing that now for 6 years. So give us some of the results, because even for 20 minutes, I'm just thinking about my dad again, and I'm like, trying to get my dad to do anything for 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, I've got to be able to say to him, Dad, if you just did this for 20 minutes, in within one session, you're going to feel like this. Or within 10 sessions, it's going to feel like that. So how have you found that this integration of all these incredible modalities that you've spent so long studying and training in, that you've fused them all together in your own, like, Lara's method, which is fantastic. I love that, because the thing is, you know, yeah, we're not culturally appropriating here. We're taking the best of the East, the best of the West. You're fusing vinyasa with your Duke's education and all that hard work that you've probably slogged away out over your entire life to get to. So how are the results?
Yeah. So, and we call it LIT. So a lot of people actually don't even know it stands for Lara's yoga technique. We really call it LIT because, and people who've taken it kind of have ownership over that name because it makes you feel lit up. The results. Yeah. The results are amazing. I mean, we have thousands of people, lots in the UK, by the way, in over 65 countries, practicing this. We've graduated 1,000 teachers, same thing, in over 60 countries. So essentially, like, I'll give you an example. I had a woman who wrote me the other day, and she said, I'm 70 years old and I grew half an inch, and it has to do with LIT. I mean, so, you know, this was a woman who came 2 years ago and wrote me on Instagram and said, you know, I'm about to have cervical surgery for my neck. I've had neck pain for years. I was in the corporate world. And what are your thoughts on that? And I said, you know, why don't you try this? Why don't you try LIT out and see if you can get your posture more aligned, and then maybe the neck pain will go away. Because neck surgery, you know, any kind of surgery is, my dad was an orthopedic surgeon. So I I appreciate the world of surgery, but I also, there's many things we can do before we have surgery.
Surgeons say that. Like, surgeons say.
My dad was a huge, he's like, I don't want to touch anybody's spine unless I absolutely have to, because most of the time they're not going to get better. They could get worse and there might not be any change. And, you know, you go, and then the surgery itself is going to, you know, create its own issues. So this woman didn't end up having surgery. She's moving so well. She's so happy. She's like, I am playing with my grandkids. I'm going on hikes. I feel better than I have, you know, in 30 years. We have people like that. We have yoga teachers who either were kind of burnt out from teaching yoga, or just feeling just uninspired or injured, by the way. I mean, that's not something to brush over. There's quite a few people that do get injured in yoga. I always say yoga did not injure you, but you already came in with kind of the ingredients, and yoga didn't make it better. It made it worse. So I always want to be clear that yoga itself is not going to, like, cause the injury. You've been set up. And that's the thing, is like, I want to use this experience to educate people. This is really where we stand apart from most any kind of movement practice, is we're educating people. We're not gatekeeping any information about, like, how you should move your body, how you should hold yourself in space. We teach, why do you move at your hips versus your pelvis? Your pelvis is made for stability. Yes, we want it to be mobile and tip and rotate, but we don't want it to be doing that when your hips are designed to do that trillions of cycles. These are huge synovial joints. And you need to move at your hips versus your pelvis. So in a vinyasa forward fold, you fold over and you're kind of just going with gravity, and you're going, and a lot of people bend at the back and the tip in the pelvis. So we teach all of this so that people can take it in their lives, and then they transfer that. So that's the other feedback I get, is like how much it helps their life. Yes, the practice is fun. It's really exciting. It's challenging. It's energetic. But it's really how that education it empowers people. And that's what I'm so passionate about. None of us were taught in grade school what a scapula is, what a pelvis is, what our hips are doing. You know, we weren't taught that. We were taught math and science and English, and that's all beautiful, but we should be taught about our body.
Oh, God, I know.
This is the longest relationship we're going to have in our entire lives. It's our home, and we're taught nothing about it. And that's a very disempowering place to be. When you don't when you can understand how to help yourself heal, move, have more energy, be vital, that this is so powerful. It's the antithesis of the modern medical model. I'm sure it's the same in the UK, where you wait for something to go wrong and then you have to go to a professional who might look at you through a very myopic view and say, like, if you have a neck pain, we're going to look at your neck. Well, the woman I was referring to, her neck was not the issue. It was down the chain. Her pelvis was not in alignment, and that created that imbalance all the way up. But the way the medical model looks at is different. Like, it compartmentalizes you as opposed to looking at the whole body.
I know. Gosh, you've really hit on some things there, because I was saying just in a recent podcast, if I had the education system and I could create it the way I think it should be done, there would be so many things that we need to learn about, like how to look after yourself.
Yes.
How to cook.
Yes.
How to buy fresh ingredients. So many of these things that I think as a little girl, you know, my grandmother taught me so much because my mother was working. So my grandparents stepped in and spent a huge amount of time with me as a little girl. And she taught me so many things. Like, funny enough, my grandmother taught me yoga as well. She's a really enlightened woman. And it's so important that these things are added into the curriculum, but they're not. So what I recommend anyone listening or watching this to understand is that perhaps we are all in our 30s, 40s, 50s, but you're never too late to learn, and it's never too late to start. And the thing about the body is it is the most amazing machine. So you don't need to give it that much and it will then suddenly start going back to how it's supposed to be. It's sort of programmed to be healthy and to live. And that's very useful indeed, because there's so much stuff that we do wrong, and life is also designed for us to not live in the right way in the first place. So how long did it take you to develop this method and perfect it?
I would say, you know, I've been in this professional realm of physical therapy and yoga for almost, it'll be 30 years in August. And I would say probably it was a good 15 years of, you know, practicing it myself. I was lucky enough, I had a home studio. So I had these guinea pigs who trusted me. And so I practiced it with them. And at first they were like, this is a little different. And then within a month, they were like, why isn't everybody practicing and teaching this way? And that's really what inspired me. I had no perception that I would become an entrepreneur, that I would, you know, open a studio, et cetera, start teacher trainings. But what I saw was a need. The need was there. This was in probably the early to mid 2000s when yoga was really seeing a boom, and many yoga teachers were kind of being churned out in various yoga teacher trainings. And many of them were, you know, subpar. Like, it was just, people were paying money and not even getting any, like, it's like you're teaching movement and you're not even taught about the body and its mechanics. That is, that's a ripoff, in my opinion, if you're going to any kind of training. But that's what happened. And so when I was really, you know, fine tuning it with my home studio, and I had about 150 students who had come there, what I realized, they would say to me, when you go away, I don't feel like we can go anywhere. I don't feel safe to go anywhere. And I thought, that's unfortunate. And that made me feel really sympathetic to the yoga teachers. So that's when I developed yoga teacher training, because I thought, if I can just teach them from a physical therapy standpoint, they don't need to go to PT school to understand their body and to learn about it. And so I'd say it took probably, you know, 10 years of fine tuning it. And then when I opened up the studio, you know, I'm always refining it based on the feedback and needs, but at its essence, the blueprint of the technique stays the same.
And one of the other things is that obviously you're at Duke's University, and you studied biological anthropology. Now, that sounds super interesting to me. Does that mean, I mean, biology is biology of the body. So anthropology, is that across different cultures or just?
Yes. Well, it's really studying evolution, how we have, how from our evolutionary roots, how we have changed morphologically, meaning, you know, how our jaw changed, how our spine changed, how our body adapted to the evolutionary trends that were occurring. So we really compared different stages in evolution, you know, and it could be like what people were eating, what people like, what was their daily life like, all the way up. And then also comparative anatomy, like how does our anatomy compare to our closest primate relatives? So very interesting stuff. And so that was already very rich in anatomy and this comparative anatomy. And so it really set me up well for a physical therapy school to study, you know, functional anatomy in humans. It's such an amazing branch. And Duke has one of the largest primate centers in the world. So we got to do a lot of research right there with the primates.
Wow, how beautiful. And obviously your training is in vinyasa. Now that's just one form of many forms of yoga. So have you now gone on to explore other aspects of yoga and integrate them as well? Or do you find that once you've kind of gone through the poses in one form, that is sufficient intel to then move on and like that's creating enough of a space and a stretch within the body that it's sufficient? Or do you need to now start integrating other aspects?
No, I haven't. I've definitely learned and taken classes and learned about different styles. But yes, to your point, all of them have the poses to some degree, whether, and so there's Iyengar, there was Anusara, which is no longer, but there's different, and then there's Bikram. You know, Bikram, I'm not a big fan of at all, for a lot of reasons, but they all take poses, and then the way they just teach them is a little bit different. So, you know, Iyengar is similar in some ways. They pay a lot of attention to alignment. It's a little bit, it's not enough movement. And for me personally, I just never found that very fulfilling to just be in a pose and hold it. I didn't really understand the purpose of that because we can find stillness in movement itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. And right? Relaxation. So, not everyone, yeah, but lots exactly. of people.
Yeah. So I've definitely tried different forms and, you know, most and found the things that I didn't really find appropriate for modern day life and the functionality of that, honestly. But at its essence, the practice of moving and raising consciousness and paying attention to alignment so that you move more efficiently. You know, efficient just means that you're not wasting energy. You're not leaking energy, you know, and when we, the way, again, if we are bodies of energy, the way we carry ourselves really matters because I want to have, you know, if I wake up at 5:30 in the morning, I want to have energy throughout the day. And I'm renewing my own energy by the way I move, by the way I hold myself. And that all influences the way I breathe, the way I manage stress. So it's all the beautiful thing about this practice is we're going through the body, but we're influencing every system in the body, from neurological to physiological to lymphatic to circulatory to the, you know, to lymphatic, you know, all the things that really influence the way we feel. And as you know, as a healer, like having this homeostasis, this place of balance in the body is essential for any kind of challenges we have, physical, mental, immune compromised. We can manage them so much better when we're coming from this healthy state.
Mm. That's so interesting. And so what are the next plans then? So if people want to access you, and especially listeners and viewers in the UK, so the best thing is to presumably go online. And how does it start? Is it there like an introduction class or like what? How does the journey begin?
Good. So, you know, you would join the platform. There's a free trial. And once you join that, you start to get a series of emails. And those emails are things we have really fine-tuned over the years because what used to be like not enough variety of classes. And now we have almost the thing I've wanted to avoid, we've actually created, which is the Netflix conundrum, I call it, where you go on and you're like, where do I start? There's so much stuff. But what we have done is we have created a toggle on the part on the top of our page, and it says beginner, intermediate, advanced. And you just toggle on that, and that could change day to day. And whatever you toggle on, everything that's going to be shown underneath there is going to be in a beginner thing. So you could look at the, you know, the class, we have classes of the week. These are the like, if you didn't want to look at all the library and you just wanted to be guided, we have Sunday through Saturday, here are the classes of the week, and they're done in the beginner slot, the intermediate, and the advanced. We have a whole Start Here series, which if you're going onto the site for the first time, I highly recommend. There's a few introductory videos that really go over like, well, what is this method? Why do we start on the ground? What is the reset? And then going into the classes themselves. Then we have monthly challenges for our members because they love that. It gives them a guideline. Here's some classes based on this theme. And then everything you can picture underneath. By body part, by theme, there's prenatal, there's postnatal, there's office worker series, there's athletes, there's, you know, things for stress, things for strength. We have a strength training where we have some weights added. It's very full. But as a new person, I would say, you know, look around, don't get overwhelmed by looking too much, unless that you love that. But go to really follow what the email sequence says, because it's guiding you in a way that introduces you to this method, to how you can implement it. It can be something that you add on as your and, like you're a hiker, you're a biker, you're a runner, blah, blah, blah. You can add this 2 or 3 days a week. We have many people who do it 4 to 6 times a week. We have everything in between. So follow that, and then also write us with any comments. We have a community section as well, which is really nice because you can come on and say, hey, I'm new to this. What are some classes you recommend as a beginner who's, you know, has some mobility restrictions? And then we have community members who know the platform almost better than I do, who love to come on and give, you know, support as well. But we as a team really support you.
The initial ask is sort of 20 minutes. And it goes all the way through lots of different lengths of classes, all the way through to 75 minutes, all the way from really, 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 really basic, simple to really, 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 really complicated and difficult.
Yes. And we even have 10-minute classes, by the way. So there are 10-minute classes as well. We have a wake-up series, which you can really do any time of day, like just if you want to wake up. So there are all the way to 10 minutes. But yeah, we find that most people like the 25 to 45 minute range, but we have things on either end as well.
And how much is the monthly subscription? How does that work? Presumably once you've gone through the free trial, you're like, right, okay, I like this.
Yeah. So we have actually two options. One is $40, $39.99 a month, which is the entire library of classes. And with that, you know, there's thousands of classes, and you also get half off of our monthly workshop. Then we have our higher subscription model, which is $79.99, and that's the library plus a live studio, live by Zoom studio classes. So it would be like this. I can see you, you can see me. I'm teaching. I teach 5 days a week on that. We have people from all over the world. It's very cool. And there's almost 20 classes a week on that. Plus the monthly workshop is free for all of those members. I would love to offer anybody who's listening of your from your subscribers, and I'll give you the information to put in the show link. We have 5 weeks for $5 option. So you can really dive in before you make any big commitment. And just for $5, you can get 5 weeks, and you really get 6 weeks because you'll still get your free week trial. So you can just use the code MOVEBETTER. And I'll give you the link for that.
That is brilliant. Honestly, to do 5 weeks where you can start with such simple classes, which are just going in on a 10-minute idea, is really good. Honestly, Laura, this is so interesting. And it's so inspiring to listen to somebody who has sort of taken all sorts of different modalities and like your own personal life experience and sort of just fused it into one ingenious thing. which is kind of what I like to think I've done here with Own Your Health, I've sort of drawn in all these different strands of my life and gone, right, okay, so I love this and I love this and I love that. And all of you put it all together and boom, you've got this brand new recipe, which I think sounds utterly brilliant. And I think from my perspective is that, you know, I spend a lot of my life talking to people about doing the simple things well. That's what we talk about here. When it comes to owning your health, you don't need to overbake it. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. You need to do simple things regularly and easily, like breathing well, like saying nice things to yourself, like eating regularly, like eating good quality food, drinking good quality drinks, just basic stuff. And if you're starting the narrative by saying, we've just got 10 minutes to get you moving correctly, because the expertise that sits behind it is like brushing your teeth, which is do the right thing with the right tool and you're going to get really good results very quickly. Laura, it's been so lovely to have you on the show. Thank you so much for bringing your heart, your soul and your wisdom to the audience. And guys, I really, really recommend this. I've really enjoyed this. And talking to you, Laura, the founder, and the sort of, you know, the energy behind it all has just kind of inspired me even more. So I'm now going to go nag my dad. I'm not promising anything, because if you can get him on your site, you have made it. If you can get him away from the test match special, you have really achieved great things. So, so good luck. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Katie, so much.